think of tomorrow. Just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He
on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won. In death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me,
His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Okay, hallelujah. He leadeth me, that is for sure. In this day and age, He better lead you, because the confusion that is enveloping everybody, and it's going to get worse as we get closer to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a question today. Last week I had a message, the Comforter has come. Today I'll be asking, has the Comforter spoken to you? That's a good one, because Christianity, when you look at it on YouTube and in many, many places, the mechanics of Christianity seem to be more important than a relationship with the Comforter. Because once you have a relationship with the Comforter, you focus on not what other people do or think or how they are. You focus on yourself. You want to get right with the Comforter. Like I heard this guy, he was explaining something. God is looking at you through a tube and he only sees you. When you're talking to your wife or to your husband, he doesn't look at your wife, he doesn't look at your husband, he only looks at you. And he watches your attitude, he doesn't even know what your husband or wife is doing, or somebody else you're arguing with. He's watching your attitude. So the question is, do you understand a relationship with God brings you closer to the kingdom, and you start to understand yourself a little better? We're all dead in trespasses and sin. That's for sure. That's how we started out. In the beginning, man was created in the image of God. And that was Adam. But then after that, we're all created in the image of Adam. Very interesting. Quite a big difference. And to go back to being created in the image of God again, you have to become born again. And that is done when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, when you become one with Him, and you start communicating with Him. So what happened to you since you have become born again? I want to speak today on a message of what happened to your spirit. There's a difference in spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit, when you become born again, it then is sealed. It belongs to God. It's a purchased possession. And your soul will go over to your spirit side eventually. But your flesh, it has to be put into the grave because it's not part of the spiritual you. It's fleshy. It's of this world. And unless we are changed, this flesh cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It never will. It'll go into the grave. So remember, there are three parts, body, soul, and spirit. It's the spirit that belongs to God. And if your soul starts listening to the spirit instead of the flesh, then there's going to be a change in your life. And the reason a person changes is because you start having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You start understanding by reading scripture who He is, what He is, and how He wants to be with you. So today I'm going to explain to you what you became. Once you accepted Jesus as your Savior, and don't argue with Scripture. I'm going to read it out of Scripture. Look at yourself. You were once dead in trespasses and sin. Now you've become born again. Now you have become something else. And those scriptures will clearly explain it. So before I get into this, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You, Lord, that You're so clear on how You explain things. Lord, I ask that those who are unbelieving today, that You will change their attitude. Those who don't quite see it, You will open their hearts and minds on how it works. Lord, let there be freedom today in this message. Because, Lord, this is what You want us to have. Freedom in You. We thank You for this in Jesus' name. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 14, it tells us, "For one offer by one offering, He has perfected forever them that are sanctified." The word sanctified means you have been separated. Separated from what? from the powers of darkness. You have been sanctified. You have been put aside. You have been put into a different place. And for those of you who have been sanctified, you have been perfected by that one offering. The cross of Calvary, most people don't even pay attention to what it did for us. It completely changed our whole DNA. Our DNA was, up till that time, in the DNA of Satan. We went after the things of Satan. We didn't even have a thought for God. The Bible teaches us no one is right. No, not one. They don't even want to be. But once you turn to this Jesus, once you're perfected, your DNA changes, and all of a sudden, something happens to you. Your attitude changes. Your mind changes. Now, for you to start understanding these things, you have to start a relationship with the Lord Jesus. You have to start a relationship with the Comforter who will speak to you if you dare ask him. And let me tell you, I want to emphasize, before you get into the things of God, make sure you know that you know that you belong to him. Because if you go into some ministry, if you don't know that you belong to God, Satan is going to bring you down one way or another. You have to understand that Jesus loves you regardless what happens. So here it tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 in verse 16. This is the covenant I will make with them after these days. Which days? After you become born again, saith the Lord, I will put my law into their hearts, and into their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. See, here is something that a lot of people don't understand. When he puts his laws into our hearts and into our minds, we receive the mind of Christ. Over the years, I've argued with people about leaving Christianity. Oh, yes, we can still fall away. I want to ask this question. If you have received the mind of Christ, will you leave yourself? You become one with Christ, as Christ is with the Father. How can you leave what you are? You can't. You're there. You're there for keeps. You have become a purchased possession. So if you have the mind of Christ, you will think like Christ, especially when it comes to salvation. There is no other name given under heaven. If it comes to salvation, you will understand the only way into the kingdom is through Christ, and you will not leave it. If you want to be with Christ, if you have made that decision, if you have turned to him for salvation, so he will write his laws into your hearts and into your minds. And if they're there, the mechanics of Christianity that so many so-called Christians are performing on a daily basis, if the laws are in your hearts, the mechanics of Christianity will start to reveal themselves. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, all these things, because you will be focusing on your Comforter and how you can please him. This is how Christianity works. It's not something that you have to do. It's something that you want to do. It's in you. You have become part of it. You're not fighting for Christianity anymore. You have become one with it. You have the same ideas. In Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 12, listen to this. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, which is the word of God, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with what? With the Holy Spirit of promise. If you understand what sealed means, you will understand how long you're going to be saved. It's going to be forever until the Holy Spirit opens up that sealed jar. And you never will. Once you're there, you're sealed. Nobody can tamper with the seal of God. It's the creator of the universe, and you cannot fool around with that. I have asked people whether they still will fall away from grace. And some say, yes, you can still fall away from the Lord. You can still fall away from Christianity. I would ask them the question, when will you finally be saved? Oh, of course, the first thing is, when I'm in heaven. Is that a fact? Satan was in heaven. He was in heaven for eons of years. He was almost at the top, right below the throne of God. And he fell into sin. And thus he was kicked out of heaven. It's not your geographical location that determines who you are and where you are. It's who you have become. You became a new creation the moment you became born again. That's what determines where you're going to spend your eternity. Because from that, you can never, ever leave anymore. You cannot escape it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17, it tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When I became a Christian, something happened to me. My attitude changed. My physical outward appearance, wouldn't have noticed that much. I didn't change that greatly. I was still the old Dave. But something in me started to fight against the old Adam or against the old Dave that was there. And over the years, the struggle became started out as an intense struggle. And it became less and less as I grew more and more in Christ Jesus. I begin to understand who I was. I begin to understand what my DNA is. Then all of a sudden, it started to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Love, kindness, goodness, and a knowledge who I belong to. So, are you a new creation in Christ? All things have passed away. All things have become new. That's for your spirit man. Your spirit man is a new creation. Your soul, if it has a relationship with the Comforter, it line up with your spirit. If your soul has a relationship with your flesh, then God has to do some work. Nevertheless, the Apostle Paul said, I'm confident he is able to keep what I have committed unto him against that day. So if the Apostle Paul, writing through the Holy Spirit, was confident that his soul is someday going to line up with his spirit, then so can we, because he's doing the same work. Sorry for the flesh that has to decay, and it has to be put in the grave. And hallelujah, adios, we'll see you. Hopefully never, ever anymore after that. I know it's not going to be. Because the flesh is there to destroy you. And it'll not quit till it hits the grave. I kid you not. The flesh will try to destroy you, keep you from God, till it's put into the ground. And let me tell you, one day, when it goes into the ground, or when I'm changed, I'll be shouting hallelujah. You may not hear me, I may not be here, but I'll be shouting hallelujah. It was nice seeing you. That's the flesh for you. But my spirit man is going to rejoice. My soul is going to be taken where my spirit man is. Because of what the Comforter did, it brought us together by one spirit. We're all baptized into one body. We have become one with Christ. He is the head. And hallelujah, it's going to be awesome. In 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 10, wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. You will not have any problems. You will understand and know what you are and who you are, even if you fall. If you're going to fall into sin, you'll still understand that Jesus loves you. But if you're just into the mechanics of Christianity, like most religious people are, guess what? The first time you fall, it's going to wreak havoc on you. You have nothing to stand on. But if you have a relationship with God, you can fall 7 times 77. You still get up and say, Jesus, my Savior, He loves me. That's what happens to you when you have a relationship with the Comforter. You understand in your heart that Jesus loves you. He knows you. He loves you. You have become one with Him. This is Christianity from the Word of God. And the Word of God does not lie. God even made a statement, my word is above my name. So you can put all your eggs into this basket and you're going to be sure they're not going to be broken. Hallelujah. God loves us and He wants us to understand what He has written for us. Listen to this one. 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arises in your hearts. For those of you who are struggling with Christianity, and I know for a fact many people are struggling. They're struggling to believe what the Word has written. But the Bible teaches us you need to study it until what? The day dawns and the day star arises in your heart. Who is this day star? It is the Holy Spirit that arises in your heart and lets you know that you belong to God. I am going to say this here. I'm going to be bold and ask you this question. Has the Holy Spirit told you that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Yes, you can read it in here. Yes, you can believe it, but there's still a little doubt maybe because we are people of doubt. But if you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, if you have that one-on-one daily relationship, you begin to understand and see the love of the Savior towards you. How does it get put there? By reading every day? Not necessarily. It comes there by spending time with this Jesus. You start to hear from Him. You start to feel the love that He has for you. And then one day, the day star arises. The revelation comes. And then nobody can take it from you. I may teach you this, and you may believe me. You will say, yes, that's what it says. But then somebody comes along and gives you a list why this isn't quite true, and then you may believe in the other guy. Yes, what I teach you, somebody can come along and unteach you, unless you strongly believe in the Word of God. But here is what I want you to see. If the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, nobody will take it away from you. Come hell or high water. Why do people go to the stake and allow themselves to be burned? I have read the martyr books. I have read Wurmbrand. I have read these books where they're crying in agony because of the pain of the beating, the hunger, but they still hang on to Jesus. Nothing can touch them. Nothing can sway them to turn away from this God. Why? It is because the Comforter has brought the revelation to their heart that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and nobody can take it from them. No whip, no sword, no bullet, nothing on this earth can separate you from the love of God. Once you understand that, once you have that revelation. So I want you to do this. Study the Word of God. Get to listen to preachers who preach the love of Christ until the day star arises in your heart. You will not be sorry. You can go through thick and thin. You still know that you belong to God. I wouldn't be doing this if I wouldn't know that I belong to God. I've come through quite some struggles over the years, strange things and strange ways, but God kept me in a line where I still see my Jesus as the only answer to my life. My wife is a good companion. I got a few friends that are good companions, but when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, it's Jesus, it's the Holy Spirit that bring me through. Hallelujah. That's what I want to give you. I want to challenge you into that. I want to make you jealous, not for making you jealous for jealous sake, but so that you will find it for yourself. It's here. It's in the book. Get to know the heart of Christ by studying the book and having a relationship. In 2 Timothy, in closing out, it tells us this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself. I mean, go for it. Remember the lady who had the issue of blood. For 12 years, the doctors were trying to fix her. And that's what a lot of Christians are doing. They're running to and fro, trying to fix their problems. But this lady, when she saw Jesus coming, she pushed herself through the crowd. And she said to herself, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And guess what? She touched the hem of his garment. And she was healed instantly. This is what you need to do. Get a hold of the hem of the garment of God. Do not let go until the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. For those of you who are not born again, I want to say this. We're getting closer to the end. This coronavirus is a harbinger. It's a warning. It's telling us there's something more coming. And it'll get worse as a woman in childbirth. It's going to become, the contractions are going to come closer and closer together. And they're going to become more intense as we get closer to the end, to where Jesus is going to take his bride out. You better know, if you do not come today, it's going to be harder next time. You'll get used to it. Remember the Pharaoh. The harder the plagues were, became, the harder his heart became, until finally he was destroyed. You can turn to this Jesus today. It's very easy. Just repent. What does the word repent mean? I'm going to quit smoking, drinking, doing all these things. That's a good part of repentance, but that's not what it means. In reality, repent means to change your mind on how to get into the heaven. You have to give your heart and life to Jesus. You have to see him as the only way into the kingdom, the only way that you can achieve salvation. It's through his sacrifice on the cross for us. If you see that as your salvation, then you have repented. The rest will take care of itself. The mechanics of Christianity will follow. Hallelujah. God is going to accept you because the Bible teaches us he is willing that none shall perish. And all those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. So turn to him today. Give him your life and heart and become a blessing to yourself. Hallelujah. Amen.
We're a band of Christian soldiers fighting Satan every day. We're standing up for Jesus while we're kneeling down to pray. If his precious blood has cleansed you and washed away your sin, that makes you a member of the blood-washed bread. Praise God, I'm a member.
Till one day.